I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you killed a big buck in West Virginia this year, the DNR wants to see it and record it for the pages of history. More on the DNR's Big Buck Contest right after this. You wouldn't expect a
bike without learning how to safely ride first. Why would you let him ride an ATV without proper training? Riding an ATV is not as easy as it looks. You've got to learn the ropes before you hit the trails. The best way to learn how to ride is to take a training class. Many are free. Too many riders have been killed or seriously injured on ATVs. Don't become a statistic. Take knowledge to the extreme. Log on today to atvsafety.gov.
Over the years, hunters have killed some large antlered bucks in West Virginia. Record keeping began in the early 1960s, and Gene Thorne is the man today in charge of keeping those records straight.
We've had the West Virginia Big Buck Contest and Records Keeping Program since around 1963, and our records do go back that far, and a lot of the deer that were scored early were actually from previous years than that even. And every year that the contest actually ends on January 31st, so guys need to get their deer scored before that date if they want to go into the year's contest.
It is, in fact, a contest, but the DNR would like to record all of the big bucks that reach trophy status each year. They recognize the biggest bucks taken in various ways each year in West Virginia.
There's a minimum score on gun kills of 140, typical, and 165, non-typical. With the bow, it's 125 typical and 155 non-typical. And last year, we actually added two new categories, which are muzzleloader category, which is the same minimum scores as the gun, and crossbow for the physically challenged, and that's the same minimum scores as the bow.
Scores come from the Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young scoring systems for gun and bow, respectively. And Thorne says each DNR district has a certified scorer.
We score a lot out of our district offices and the guys out in the field around the state, and we also score a lot of deer at the West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show in Charleston in January. They need to call one of the district offices and set up an appointment with a score. And
over the years, the trends would, as would be expected, show the biggest bucks with a bow are coming out of the four counties in the south where it's bow hunting only. But Thorne says the whole southern West Virginia region is productive for big bucks.
The gun kill this year, typical, was actually from Kanawha County right there around Charleston. And, you know, the southern counties outside of the four bow counties actually are the most consistent producers of big bucks.
In order to officially be scored, a rack has to go through a drying period, meaning the deadline for the contest is January 30th. That will give enough drying time to every rack to qualify. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.